It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Just wrapped up a great interview with former BYU big man Matt Harms. If you missed any part of that interview or this show in hour number one so far, download the KSL Sports app, always presented by University Federal Credit Union, or you can go on kslsports.com or any podcasting platform that you use. But, you know, Matt Harms, he's moving on, Matt. And now the question remains, what's going to happen with Alex Barcelo? And as we heard, you know, Alex is still deciding, according to Matt, and he wasn't going to make a decision for Barcelo by any means on these airwaves. But where do you think it's going to go? Do you feel like Barcelo is going to end up coming back to BYU? Because looking at the roster, they need Barcelo back next year if they want to run it back and try to get to the NCAA tournament once again.
I think it would be wise for him to come back. I think that, look, he didn't get much run at Arizona, so he's really only played two seasons of college basketball. And you dream of, obviously you dream of beyond college, but college is one of those landmark moments in an athlete's life where you get to be on one of the biggest stages playing college hoops. And his first year at BYU, he was a secondary guy behind Yoli and Jake and TJ. And last year, he had a chance to be one of the faces of the program with Matt Harms and Brandon Averett. And I just think he's played so well at BYU. I would expect a similar level of play from him next year. And there'd be an I just feel like, worst case scenario, I think all the same avenues he has now will be there next year. Best case scenario, you can improve your opportunity as a NBA prospect. And so I just feel like for Alex Barcelo, there's nothing to lose and there's more to gain by coming back next year.
Yeah, I think back to our conversation we had with former BYU player Jonathan Tavernari a couple weeks ago, and he said that if he was Alex Barcelo, he would not come back because will he be able to outdo what he did this past season? Because he was an honorable mention, All-American. Like Alex Barcelo was – he had that little bit of a lull in early January, but – he was fantastic this year, and can he outdo that level of play? Is his stock going to be the highest it'll ever be? I mean, those are maybe some of the decisions. And one thing that I will say with basketball, unlike football, there is a lot of avenues to make money in basketball. I think you make a good point about the European leagues, how maybe the money isn't as maybe robust or as it's not as it's not flowing as freely as maybe it once did pre-pandemic. But there are opportunities to make money playing basketball professionally. And he, like Matt Harms, he's got a serious girlfriend. And if they want to move on to the next chapter and make a living and see what happens, I mean, there's always ways to get back to the NBA. It's a difficult path. But as we saw today, Elijah Bryan, according to reports, he's signing a two-year deal with the Milwaukee Bucks, and he's been playing in Israel as of late. So you know, it's a difficult decision. I think for many fans listening, they look at it and go, hey, he could still get better at BYU, maybe make a great NCAA tournament run, and that could put him on a bigger platform and a bigger stage with more eyeballs to really kind of gain some momentum for his NFL draft prospects. So that's going to be interesting. We'll follow every step of it here on the program and also KSLsports.com. We're also following every step for Zach Wilson. We'll get a Jets mini camp report update from a Jets insider next here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.